How do you self-care? Write it down. Let people see it. Don't be ashamed, because everybody does it differently. I want to hear from you. And I enjoy talking to students and young adults, because the amount of pressure that young people deal with is enough to make anyone want to give up and quit. I had a teacher growing up that told me the future was in my hands and not to mess it up. Wow. Thanks, teach. As if I didn't have enough problems in my life already. If there's one video that you watch on YouTube today, I hope it's this. Because I'm here to help you understand self-care. If you want to live a happy and healthy life, you have to put yourself first when you need it the most, regardless of the consequences that may occur. It's better to lose your job, lose your partner, fail your test, or walk away than it is to forget who you are. The reality is that even though we paint a perfect picture of what our life should look like, it never turns out the way we want it. And that's okay, because it's not trying to avoid the storms that happen in life, but learning how to dance in the rain. And when all odds are against you and everything's a mess, two words: self-care. Because at the end of the day, you got to live with the choices you make in life, no one else. It's time we start putting our best interest at the top of our to-do list. Physically, it's the activities you can do that will help you with the stress in your life. Financially, it's the money you're spending or the money you're saving. Spiritually, it's your religion, not someone else's religion, your religion. Mentally, it's how to control your emotions or even handle regrets. Relationships, like your family, your friends. Time management, what are you wasting your time on? Your future, what's your goals, your plans, and the dreams you have? Your legacy, what are you leaving behind? Sacrifices, what do you know you need to do that you're not doing? And self-control, what are your weaknesses and how can you be better? I'm here today to help you understand self-care. Self-care needs to be treated as a priority and not a luxury. We get caught up in taking the heavy weight of problems in life and forget to take care of ourselves. And as you can tell, everyone has different levels of self-care. And what works for me might not work for you. But you got to keep trying. Let's start with financial self-care. It's that moment when you just got paid and you know you're not trying to spend all your money on that stupid thing you saw on Facebook, because everybody else has one except you. Financial self-care is knowing that just because you can buy it doesn't mean you should. So you put your extra savings away in the bank and it becomes a habit. And then all of a sudden, that's all you ever do is save your money. And now you're back to the beginning. You start living a miserable life because before you had a spending problem and now you have a savings problem. And maybe for you, financial self-care is going out and finally buying something. I think you need to treat yourself.
This episode is sponsored by All My Love, an LA-based clothing brand by women for women. Today we want to talk about a new clothing brand called All My Love. You all know as well as anyone that the fashion space is cluttered with new brands trying to get on shelves. There's very often a divide between quality and affordability, but All My Love is trying something different. It is a Los Angeles-based clothing brand founded by women and run by women that manufacture locally. They focus on closing the gap between quality and affordability by using top-quality fabrics, such as 100% silk pieces, that also fit well. They also use all sustainable packaging and office practices, along with some sustainable fabrics. If you're looking for some fun going out pieces and want to support small businesses, we highly recommend checking out at www.shopallmylove.com. Kindly support this show by checking our sponsor, All My Love, an LA-based clothing brand by women for women. The link is in the show note below. Thank you.
These are physical things we do and it's all self-care. We need to start enjoying a good meal, or just going on a walk, playing with your pet, or hitting the gym. These are physical self-care habits that are important, like practicing your yoga skills or playing that new video game. Sometimes it's things like dusting off that old skateboard or creating something with your hands. What about mentally taking care of yourself? See, that's a tricky one. Because no one in this entire world has the mind and the thoughts that you have. It's important that we take care of the strongest muscle in our body, and that's our brain. Decluttering your mind from stress is difficult when we live busy lives, and knowing that you may need medications, you may need a therapist, you may need to take extra time from your life for your mental health, and that's okay. Let's talk spiritual self-care. You've got meditation, Christianity, Jehovah, Mormon, Buddhists, monks, Jewish, and just an overall connection with a higher self. Knowing that there's a reason you were born, knowing that you have a purpose on this planet is important. Because when you think of it like that, things start to change. And now relationships. Who do you call when you're stressed out? Who's there for you when you're breaking down? They say you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So choose wisely who is going to enhance your relationship self-care routine. Because even if you have no one there, the beauty about relationships is that they can blossom with a single conversation. Sacrifice self-care is knowing what you need to do, but you're not doing it. You know that you need to take better care of your body. You know that you need to stop saying hurtful things about yourself. You know that you're overworking yourself, and any day now you might snap. Sacrifice for the things you need to work on. Self-control, self-care. What are your weaknesses, and how can you be better? Are you the type of person that can't help it when your friends are inviting you out to party, but you know you should be studying? And it's hard to have self-control to say no. But saying no can be the ultimate self-care routine. You have to learn to say no without feeling guilty. Setting self-control boundaries is healthy. You can still be a good person and say no. You can still have a kind heart and say no. Don't let people tell you otherwise. At the end of the day, just make sure you're not saying no to yourself. You do you. Walk away, cancel plans, change your mind, take a break, and most importantly, stay true to yourself. Let's talk time management. Who else has checked their phone and saw the 1% battery life symbol? Yeah. How fast are you trying to send that last text message? Just like your phone was on full battery at the start of the day, you wasted it away watching cat videos. Well, your life has an expiration date. A lot of people are miserable because they spend years of their life doing something that they hate. So take a risk and make time for yourself. You've got goals and big plans that you've been dreaming about. And if you don't start heading in that direction, you're going to miss out forever. I don't care how ridiculous your dream is, because you were given a vision. Just like they laughed at Edison and how they teased Elon. This world breeds extraordinary people from time to time, and you just happen to be one of them. You are what you leave behind in this world. How do you want to be remembered? It's entirely up to you.